What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Valkia.com. Starting in the NFL, week one wrapped up with the Vikings beating the Bears 27-24. Week two begins on Thursday with the Packers and Commanders. The Dolphins will play their home opener on Sunday when they host New England. And of the Marlins, who fell to the Nationals 15-7. Game two of the four-game series is tonight with the first pitch at 6:40 from Lone Depot Park. Joe, we'll go ahead and send it back to you here. We do have some good stuff, hopefully, here. We'll do some giveaways if you're okay with
it. Yeah. No. We need something to lighten up the mood a little bit here.
All right, here you go. Champion boxer Mike Tyson is bringing his Return of the Mic show to Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood this December.
He's doing more stand-up, huh?
Yeah, stories and more from Iron Mike. We got a chance for you to win tickets. Just text the word Tyson to 20357.
I thought he's pretty good on the last one.
The Broadway one?
Yeah, I thought it was good.
I thought it was excellent, actually. Again, that's Tyson to 20357. For more info, go to WQAM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. Tickets are also available for purchase at casino.hardrock.com/Hollywood.
Sounds good, Woody. He's got a great story. I love the documentaries on him.
Awesome.
Lost
that
ton of money.
He did was great.
Lost a zillion dollars with Don King, only in America. Mm-hmm. And
well, he's got the fight with Floyd coming up.
He just got a big fat paycheck for that, whatever Jake that Paul thing was. Thing. What did he get, $8 million?
He got a lot, sure.
Did all right. It's amazing. These old boxers. Yeah. The old bands are coming back. The old boxers are coming back. They're popular.
Yeah. What was it? The Who that was just here, right?
Yeah, but they're getting big crowds, all these bands. And, you know, half the guys in the band are dead. So they're, like, bringing in other.
Okay.
What are you laughing about?
Whatever, man.
Well, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just saying they're getting Father Time wins, man. Father Time.
I mean, they lived a little bit on the
By
edge,
the way,
though, right?
I got to tell you, all those guys that are still alive that were around in the 70s doing some drugs that I got to tell you, that Bay Area, those Bay Area bands that made it through with all the drugs floating through, I got Berkeley. I got to tell you, man, there were drugs when I got to Cal in the 70s. Whew. Some of them scared me. I mean, literally, you know, the mushrooms and Quaaludes and the cheap marijuana. You get a little bag of marijuana for $5 back then or $10. It was bad stuff. I mean, it was very, very cheap.
Yeah, inflation's hit that too.
Yeah, no, that's a different world now. Mm-hmm. Different world. But they had, I got guys, I go, what the hell did you take? I took some acid. What? Friggin' acid? They had mescaline. God, they had all. You ever heard of that stuff, Woody?
Not.
I'm throwing out some stuff. Let me just tell you. Apparently, it scared me. It's because when the guy would come down, I go, "So, what was it like? Was it, you know, an upper or a downer?" And they go, "No, man. the world changes colors. I don't want any of that stuff. I don't want to see people differently in different colors and you're hallucinating. And they had all that kind of stuff, man. It's crazy, crazy world. And I'm here to tell you that I did not take any of that. Most of that stuff I did not take.
Good.
Did not take.
You're a smart man. We're going to give away more tickets.
What else you have?
You want to do it now?
Yeah. Just all keep right. going. We had a, I'll tell you what, the first 7 hours, four yesterday and first three today have been
dicey, huh?
Whew, not easy.
Very mean spirited. We have tickets to Beer Fest for the Marlins. You cannot go wrong.
Off beer, but Beer Fest is good.
What do you mean you're off beer?
No, I'm trying not to drink beer. I love beer, but beer's not good to me.
Well, you would go to a Beer Fest and drink. Like if it was there, you would drink it, wouldn't you?
I am really, I know this sounds crazy. Like, I have now, look at, I'll still drink, my brother-in-laws love beer and I'll drink a beer or two with them, but I just like to sip on tequila.
Mm-hmm. This is a health thing, right?
It's a weight thing.
Okay.
And a health thing a little bit. Anyway,
they brought over that giant cupcake thing, whatever that was the other day, and you wolfed it down. You didn't seem to have an issue with that.
I did. You know, what was that German
chocolate cake? It was good. It was good.
German chocolate is really old school. God, that was good old school. That was Julie's birthday.
Yeah. But you didn't see.
I didn't say her age because you're not supposed to say somebody's age.
Do you know it?
I do.
Anyway, Beer Fest coming to Lone Depot Park this Saturday. Marlins and Tigers. Sample domestic, international, and local craft beers. What creative caller number do you want to go with today, Joe?
Let's go with three.
I don't.
But
know
you got to
but...
guess what the number caller three is.
Why? Why three? What's
three turnovers?
Three turnovers
that we got to get rid of. You can't have three turnovers. We got to
turnover.
We got to do what the Colts did. Zero. We need that number zero.
I don't know who's more passionate about the turnover battle. You or Don Bailey Jr. We'll go caller number three, 305.
You know that's still the biggest stat jerky, right?
305-567-0560. Yeah, he lets me know every pregame.
No, but you feel like turnovers are like an old guy thing. Turnovers just football. It's just like any level.
I know, but it's just funny that you guys are very passionate about it.
Well, let's just say the Dolphins turned it over three times, and that was 17 of the points. Not that it would have mattered because they lost by more than that. Mm. But, yeah, you don't want to turn the ball over. Whew, man, even that had to get ugly. Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED, low T. I want to talk to all the men out there in their 40s and up. Listen, let's have an honest talk with each other here for just a second. I had full-blown low T and ED. I'm not proud of it. It's a fact. I got rid of it because I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic. Now, you're going through it. Starts in your 40s, 50s, 60s. By the time you're in your 60s, you have low T. The question is, if your energy level, and you're going, well, it's just normal. I'm not going to be as active as I used to be. I'm like, why? Who came up with that? That's not true, man. That's not true. You go to Atlantic Men's Clinic, you get rid of ED, you get rid of low T, and you have the energy of a 30-year-old all of a sudden, and you're going, I like this. I like this. I like having my energy to go play tennis when I'm done here today. I like my energy to get my sex drive back, to chase that beautiful wife of mine around. I like all that stuff, and I'm guessing you still do too. And if you're going through it, it's going to happen to every guy. ED and low T going to happen to every man out there sooner or later. No man goes, I went right to my grave and I was just 100% in the bed, man. Never had a problem. That's a lie. And I just want to tell you that Atlantic Men's Clinic will give you great results. You go in there. We're going to set up that first appointment. I want you to set it up today. Get the T, the PSA test. If medically advised, a test dose. You'll meet with their professionals. They'll sit down with you, go over everything, get your results. And then they put together a program for you to get great results. I'm always asked, how quickly? Quickly. I get it. I get you want to get rid of ED and low T and start being more active on the weekends and start losing that weight you've gained because you still eat the same amount, but you're not active. You know what that equals, 20 pounds. Call them today, 877-455-7300. Make sure you tell Atlantic Men's Clinic Joe Rose said to give them a call. Go to AtlanticMensClinic.com, get more information. You got to set up that first appointment. If you are dragging through and can't keep your eyes awake even for a good football game, you need to go to Atlantic Men's Clinic. They make a difference. It works.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To everybody, by the way, you know, with better news here this morning, besides the Dolphin game, which was a blowout and it was ugly and all the things that we've talked about for 2 days, the rest of the NFL was for the most part pretty good. There were a couple of games that couple teams didn't look great, but for the most part, comeback even last night, Monday Night Football, Vikings down 17-6, come back, score 21 in the fourth to beat the Bears, and hell, who could complain about the Sunday night game? I even got home in time to watch three quarters of it, and it was fantastic, man. By the way, I don't know how you rank them. It's too early. I don't want to go off one game ranking everybody in this power. We power rank everybody and rank players and rank this. I got to tell you something. Lamar and Josh, is there a way we can, like, break the rules and they have to play each other twice a year? And not in the playoffs, because playoffs would be – is always going to be a potential for three times a year. That is fun to watch. And right off the bat, you see those two play, and you go, yep, those are two of the best in the game. Again, the way they played. Boy, I still think Baltimore's got a great roster, too. Just loaded. Loaded on that team. And yet, they turned the ball over late, and all of a sudden, that two-touchdown lead was gone. And Josh played out of his rear end at the end of that game, put up stupid numbers in the fourth quarter of that game. But there was a bunch of good games. There was a bunch of games. That by the way, the Jets and Pittsburgh was top
most
five
of the
games
in the 1 o'clock window, like when the witching hour rolled around, were pretty close.
I get to see the witching hour. But I got to tell you, there was great finishes.
Wins
a lot of the games.
Losses and losses that's, become wins.
That's right. Yeah. It's a good one. But a lot of three-point games, one-point game. Cleveland fans are going, we had Cincinnati. We blew it. We had it. And what was the one problem some of them had late in the game? Oh, the turnover thing.
That's not true. Cleveland guy missed a field goal.
No, but the guy, like, went to catch it, and it lifted up and gave it to the defensive back and trying to catch it, flip it up to himself.
Well, it's the next time you and DBJ have dinner together, you guys can talk about turnovers, how important
they
are.
Why do you feel like turnovers are so such an outdated, like it's vanilla ice cream or something?
That's good.
You're like, it's so funny. Like, everybody, I know everybody's into stats, man. Stats win. I don't know. The Ravens had a lot of good stats, especially in the running game, except that one turnover.
Well, yeah, you can't fumble late in the game. That's not ideal. No.
What did he run for in that game? He ran for some stupid number.
It had to be close to 200, I think.
Every time he touched it there in that second quarter, it was like, or first quarter, he was.
How is that guy? He's in his early 30s. Now, is he 31, I want to say? How does he take that level of? I know he dishes out a lot.
I think he dishes more than he takes. If you don't get him on the line of scrimmage, and you let him get going with those long strides.
Well, because guys go low.
Or but I saw some guys for the Bills early in the game throwing their body into him without wrapping up. And you're like, that, what do you think? What do you think throwing your body, 220 or 230 pound body into him at linebacker, or a safety throwing a 210 pounds into him? You think that's going to touch him? He's 250 pounds.
Best back in football, you think?
I don't.
Remember I told you Saquon was after the first game, and then you were like, wait until we see the big horse?
Well, I think Barkley's
special. He is.
But I'll tell you what, I think a lot of people went, when Barkley went to Philly, went, oh, no, this is bad for the league because they're going to be really good. And when the big horse went to Baltimore, everybody went, can you imagine the read option now? Mm-hmm. Hands it off. Now he keeps it and he runs. Lamar runs for like 15 yards outside.
Hey, man, the big horse was up for grabs. Whoever wanted to pay him, right?
He got an extension, too.
Yeah.
Came in, they go, you're so good, we're going to give you an extension, too.
I remember talking about him when he was available.
I know, I didn't want him.
Did you not?
No, I know.
That's okay. No. I honestly,
you remember, you do. I didn't remember. You remember everything.
I didn't remember that.
Like my wife, you remember everything.
I didn't remember that.
By the way, you have a wife that'll throw stuff out that happened like a long time ago, and just
yes, she has a good memory.
She has that, and she can be across a room, and I'll be talking to somebody, a young guy, and tell him, "Man, this girl, like, she's beautiful," and she go, and I'm like, "You were talking to somebody over like 20 feet away. How could you hear what I was saying?" Like, focus on your conversation. When I'm focused.
So you think she hears you too much, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you need me to tell you that you're loud?
Oh, I know.
I mean, your voice is louder than the average person.
I know.
Okay.
Hey, Woody.
Just telling you in case you know. Like,
at this point.
How does she hear me?
Woody, at this point, everything I do or say.
You're under the microscope,
I understand. I understand. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway,
you're like one of these NFL coaches.
We got to hit either tomorrow or start on Thursday. Get up to the Patriots land and catch up with what's going on up there as they get set to come down here.
That must have been pretty disappointing for them.
Yes.
They had a lot of hype in the offseason. At least no one talked up the Dolphins.
Yeah, but
no one had a kind word to say about the Dolphins all offseason. They had a lot of stuff to say about the Patriots, though.
What's realistic, though, when you've won four games? Like, with the next year?
I'm with you.
The Jets.
I mean, the Patriots did spend a lot of money. They made a lot of changes.
So the Jets' offense is really good. What happened to the Jets' defense? It's supposed to be so good with all those guys that they've drafted. What happened? Anyway, I'm careful. We're going to see them all. I'm being real careful.
Yeah,
because we're going to see three AFC East teams the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, and those are, you know,
two and 4 days.
Circling them as wins. I think the Jets are going to be a little tougher than we had anticipated.
I don't,
perhaps.
Woody, I said this early, and I know most people, nothing's easy with this team from here on out.
Thank you.
Nothing's easy.
Glad you're clear.
We're favored against the Patriots. We won't be favored against Buffalo up there, and the Jets will. We'll probably be favored against the Jets.
I don't know, man. The Patriots could end up being favored by the time this thing's all said and done. So who knows? I see where the money comes in. It's early.
Would you say 2.5?
It's down to like 1.5 this morning, but it's been bouncing around between 1 and 2. So
nothing. But
a field goal, we'll say
nothing.
We'll keep it at a field goal.
Nothing is going to be. By the way, you know who the field goal kicker is for Patriots?
Yeah, Borgalis.
I thought so.
Yeah.
He won that job.
He did win that job, yes.
There's a little concern that he might not get that job. I don't know. Did he not kick well?
I had some inside information about that, obviously.
Victor?
I don't reveal my sources.
I'm not revealing sources. By the way, let me see. That sounds like that could be a flavor of Victor in there saying that. All right.
Do that because he's the only person I know that has stuff like that.
All right. Hey, listen, nobody's more jacked up. I guarantee he didn't go to bed early on Sunday night. He stayed up and believed in Josh.
Oh, yeah, that's true. He's a Bills fan,
too. He's a huge Bills fan. It makes no sense. The guy's down here.
Oh, you should have seen him when Jim Kelly came in the booth. he had to get the first picture. He made sure of it.
There's no question he got a Woody. There is no question he got a little excited when he came in there. Hey, Omar Kelly, Miami Herald Dolphins columnist, going to join us next. Stay with us.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.